KHUM is freeform independent radio from Humboldt County, California. Learn more at khum.com.
Happy trails to you.
Alrighty, ladies and gentlemen, it is time once again for another edition of Happy Trails as we keep our eyes on the prize, a regional trail system all throughout Humboldt County. And we are getting that much closer with the Eureka Waterfront Trail. Today, Carol Vandermeer and I are talking with Miles Slattery about the grand opening of Phase 1 of the Eureka Waterfront Trail and also its future. Good morning, all.
All right. Good morning, Cliff.
Good morning, indeed. Very exciting times. This Saturday, of course, is the grand opening of Phase 1 of the Eureka Waterfront Trail. For those who are not aware of what the Eureka Waterfront Trail is going to be, Miles, why don't you explain that?
So there's the big first portion of the trail was the Hikshari Trail. It was built back in 2013.
Right.
It goes from the southern end of town at Pound Road and heads up to Truesdale. Phase A, which is going to be opening this Saturday, goes from Truesdale back behind the mall up to Del Norte Street. And then Phase B goes from Del Norte along the railroad corridor to the C Street Plaza at the foot of C Street. And then the rest of the Waterfront Trail consists of the existing boardwalk and the Halverson Park Trail. And then Phase C will go from the Halverson Park Trail just east of the Samoa Bridge, head back behind the Blue Ox, connect to Target Trail, go underneath the 101, and connect to Tidd Street adjacent to the Open Door Health Clinic.
And, of course, once the trail going between Eureka and Arcata, otherwise known as the Bay Trail, that will connect to that as well.
Correct, yes. Depending on how they get across the Eureka Slough, that's, you know, the design of Phase C, which is where that connection would be made, was designed to make sure that it can accommodate a connection either over the NCRA, the railroad's bridge, or a new bridge, or, you know, potentially something on 101 and Caltrans right away.
Right. At this point, we're not quite sure what that's going to look like.
No. They're designing it right. Well, they're doing the environmental and preliminary design right now.
Right.
Yeah. Figuring out that alignment, I understand, is going on right now. But I'm so excited that this is really the pieces are coming together for a trail, you know, Humboldt Bay Trail that goes all along the waterfront, connects with our city, you know, Arcata's piece. But then there's that final four that is still being designed and worked on. So this is a really huge milestone. So, Miles, what will that first section of the trail, what will some of those features be of this Phase A that you're celebrating the opening of this Saturday?
So one of the biggest things that happened through, especially in that area that's along the waterfront there in Eureka, was the old mill site that was there. There was a bunch of concrete remnants from the old Holmes lumber site that was there decades ago and was a pretty blighted area for years. We received grant funding from the Land and Water Conservation Fund. We removed those concrete structures. We crushed that concrete, and that concrete is what was used for the base of the trail for Phase A.
That's great.
And then, it's pretty much a nature viewing trail. Phase B, the next section is more for either exercise or for transportation. But Phase A, while it will serve a transportation aspect, it'll have a lot of nature viewing opportunities. That area back there is probably the most picturesque area in Eureka. There's a couple of beaches. There's a lot of interpretive opportunities in that location. And it's just a really nice part of Eureka and will be a significant change from the uses that were there in the past, that's for sure.
Right.
Once this trail is complete, how much use are you expecting it to get?
Well, I think that, we've seen a huge difference in the Hikshari Trail and the uses that were there. I think a similar thing will happen here. I think that once it's all contiguous and it's connected, I think the use will go up even that much more. We've definitely had a lot of interest in the opening of this trail. We get uses down at the foot of Del Norte there with the Del Norte Pier, and we're looking at some other different options in that area. We received some grant funding for a playground and a restroom at the foot of Del Norte there, and we're looking at potentially turning the peninsula out there into a dog park so that we can get as many different uses as possible in that area.
A second dog park, wow.
Yeah, and the Phase A of this you know, the waterfront trail is going to be very similar to the Hikshari Trail. It'll, you know, have a lot of interpretive opportunities, same style benches. It'll be very similar to that, kind of an extension of that. And we're also looking at kind of telling the story of Eureka through the Eureka Waterfront Trail and developing interpretive signage that goes along the trail, because the way the trail is aligned, it kind of follows history. Kind of the southern extent of the Hikshari Trail kind of has a lot of Native American history. Mm-hmm. The portion on Phase A that goes just to the north of that kind of has the industrial old mill site type of thing, and then Phase B kind of goes through Old Town, which kind of has the commercial fishing, that type of industry in that era, and then Phase C we're kind of looking at, you know, the future.
Okay, so once this phase that is about to have its grand opening on Saturday, how long will the trail be at that point?
So combined, it'll be about 2.7 miles. The Hikshari Trail is 1.5 mm-hmm. miles, and Phase A of the Waterfront Trail will be 1.2 miles.
So at what point, how far into the future are we looking before the entire Waterfront Trail is complete end-to-end?
So we have just received bids. We're awarding the bid to the contractor tonight at council meeting, and it will go to construction in March of next year, and it has a one season estimated for it to be completed. So the entire Waterfront Trail should be complete by October of 2017.
Wow, that is amazing. That is October awesome. Of next year, we're talking a complete Eureka Waterfront Trail.
Yeah, that's somewhat optimistic, but I mean that's what we have in there, depending on any delays in construction or anything. But you know, at the latest, it would be sometime in mid 2018. But you mm-hmm. know, we're trying to get it done by the end of the dry season in 2017. And you know, based on what the contractor said and our engineering staff, they believe that shouldn't be a problem.
That should be doable. Wow, that will be so exciting. I will definitely be out there using it.
that is
for sure.
So I know there's going to be a big celebration this weekend with the Holiday Dash.
Let's hear about it.
Yeah, so
tell
this
us a
week,
little more about that.
Okay, on Saturday at 10 o'clock, we're going to be doing the grand opening of Phase A of the Waterfront Trail, calling it the Holiday Dash. And what we want to do in the future is make this an ongoing event. And when the entire trail is complete, we'll pretty much have a 10K. And so we're looking at doing different lengths of runs. And this first one's just going to be a fun run for a one-mile fun run. We've partnered with Timber Heritage Association, and it'll be a one-way fun run going from Del Norte down to the south. And then at the finish line, we'll have speeder trains there taking people back up to the starting line. And then weather permitting, which right now looks to be good, we'll be having a band at that location and refreshments to celebrate the grand opening.
That is just awesome. And so what should people wear to this big event?
We are hoping that people will dress up as Santa and elves and those type of things. You can come in whatever you want. As far as the uses of it, you know, the one thing that we don't want bikes there, because we see that being a conflict. But strollers and rollerblades and roller skates are definitely welcome. We just ask that those people that have those things that they kind of start in the back, so we avoid any sort of conflicts. But we've had a really good response to this, and we're hoping to see a lot of people out there this Saturday.
Yeah, it's a huge milestone to celebrate. So, yeah, congratulations. How long has this been in the planning stages? How long has it taken to get to this point?
Well, back in 2005, City of Eureka staff with Gary Bird and a lot of our elected officials and Jen Rice, who was once at RCAA, had a trails committee that was a part of our Open Space Parks and Recreation Committee, and they developed the Waterfront Trail and Promenade, kind of the vision as to what the Waterfront Trail would look like. And believe it or not, it is pretty much what they had envisioned. We were able to get all of the easements necessary and everything to get this done. So it was back in 2005 that was completed. And then in 2008 to 2010 was when some of the planning, you know, doing the environmental review for the Hikshari Trail and getting all that stuff done kind of was completed. And then, 2013, we built the first phase, which is the Hikshari Trail. And then over the past couple of years is when we've really gone after all of the funding to get phases A, B, and C complete, and doing all the environmental work associated with that. Overall, it was about $8 million that city staff had, and in conjunction with RCAA, they did a lot of the grant funding for Hickshari Trail. But overall, it was about close to $8 million, $7 to $8 million in all the planning funding and construction funding to make it a complete trail.
Fantastic. Well, this is really exciting. And one thing we touched on a little bit last week, but I figured we should probably go on it more when you're on. There was talk about Hickshari extending south. What can you tell us about that?
So the Humboldt County Association of Governments funded an assessment study to go from basically the Hickshari down to Scotia. And that was completed pretty recently and you know, did some very conceptual ideas as to what that alignment would look like. For the most part, it utilizes the NCRA right of way, as well as Caltrans right of way, and some of the levees between the city of Eureka and there. And so, the assessment study has been done. You know, it's going to take a lot of partnering because there's so many different municipalities and the county involved and private property owners in order to get it done, but you know, seeing as though the momentum that's happened with the rest of the Bay Trail, that you know, it's definitely something that's on the horizon.
So we're talking Eureka all the way to Scotia at that point. Are we talking a Class 1 trail?
That's the intent. I'm sure there's going to be some, you know, restrictions here and there. I mean, it's very conceptual now. You know, there'll be a lot of discussions with NCRA and Caltrans as to what it could be. I mean, ideally, it would be a Class 1 trail. That's where a lot of the funding is available for. Mm-hmm. And so you would want to be making sure that you were able to tap all the funding sources possible in order to make it happen.
So if we're using the NCRA right-of-way, I assume it would be a rail-width trail?
Yes, there are certain sections very similar to the Eureka Slough. You have the over the Elk River. There's an existing bridge there, and they're looking at some different design opportunities to where it wouldn't be, you know, like rail to trail, which you know, a lot of you know, may not be very palatable to the NCRA. But there are some options that are being looked into to do some design work to where you could, you know, cover up the trails, and if and when the rail comes back or if the feeder train wants to utilize those tracks, that, you know, you could remove that, whatever the system is, and so that they could get on to the tracks and still use it.
Okay. And I assume that this would probably go by CR, so it would be a way for bike commuters to be able to commute from Eureka to College of the Redwoods?
Yeah, we see that as a huge benefit, especially for the city of Eureka. We know that a lot of College of the Redwoods students are in the city of Eureka, and you know, making that connectivity to CR would be a huge benefit.
Absolutely, because right now the only way to get there is along Highway 101, which, as we know, is, you know, not the safest way to go.
Yes.
Fantastic. And I know this is kind of theoretical at this point, so you're just kind of looking at the assessment, but any theories as to when this would take place?
You know, like I said, it would have to be most likely done in segments and in order to figure out. I think that, you know, looking at it as a whole in order to get, a more definitive alignment, and then, you know, doing a single CEQA document associated with that, and then potentially maybe doing the regulatory permitting based on different phases. It is very preliminary right now, but I mean, the city of Eureka, you know, we started in about 2013 on pushing forward with phases A, B, and C. And so, I mean, that happened in, 4 years. So
that's great.
I think that's a pretty optimistic timeline. But, I mean, I think that the biggest thing that we're concentrating on, that we have a technical advisory committee and a kind of a subcommittee for the safety corridor project in conjunction with the county, Arcata, and Caltrans in Eureka. And, you know, that is our emphasis right now, is definitely getting that southern section of the Bay Trail and trying to generate interest and potentially local funding to go towards that, to use as a match for completing that portion of the trail. I mean, once that comes in, I think, you know, there'll be even more momentum to head south. But I think that that's going to be, it's got a lot of barriers and a lot of environmental constraints in that area there, and so I think that needs a lot of attention, not just from the county, but from all the other entities.
Well, the good news is there is a lot of momentum going for trails right now. This is really exciting. And I imagine that the South Project would be very much supported by the city of Fortuna and Scotia. I think they could weigh in on that and help that along. And, of course, everyone is there's so much momentum and push for the Bay Trail. That will be a very, very exciting thing. And having the Eureka Waterfront Trail done will make it the push for that much more.
Yeah, I think that push, I like to think of it as the final four. We need that done and keep that momentum high so we can go on to connecting down south as well. It's very exciting, all the work you've done. Congratulations.
Yeah, it's definitely been a group effort, and it's been a long time in the making, and it's, you know, been great to see that there, you know, back when I was first hired with the city, there wasn't much interest from elected officials, not only in Eureka, another thing, to see the benefits of the trail. And the benefits of the trail are just for, you know, alternative transportation or recreational opportunities or nature viewing opportunities. We've really seen, at least Parks and Rec staff have seen it as an economic driver, you know, having something up here, especially when the Waterfront Trail and Phase C is really going to be a centerpiece for trails on the North Coast. It has a 600-foot-long boardwalk, a lot of bridges. It's got ridiculous views that, you know, go to the north and over the bay and over to Indian Island and stuff. And I think that it will, even for visitors coming here, it'll provide longer stay times and provide an attraction for people to come and see. And then on top of that, it'll also encourage people to get to and from work and get into our commercial areas from other neighborhoods, so that it's, you know, it's really served as an economic driver. The Hikshari has been a really good example of that. The business owners in that area have been extremely pleased, as well as the residential parts of that alignment there have been really pleased to see the difference that it's made in that area.
Well, that is fantastic. It really, really is. It's a great time to be a trail fan, that is for sure. And we're very, very excited to see all this happening. And considering the glacial pace of trail development normally, this is all moving along very fast. And Miles, we applaud all your efforts for making this happen.
Thank you, and it's definitely not me. It's everybody.
It's everybody.
It's
well,
a team,
you, and
the whole
group.
Community.
Yeah, that's right, and the whole community. You're right, Carol. The whole community is so in favor of seeing this happen from every walk of life, every political stripe. Everyone's really pushing to see this happen, and I agree. I think this will be a really nice economic driver for not only the city of Eureka but the county as well. Fantastic.
I hope people come out on the dash and celebrate.
And it looks like, really, take a look at the weather, although the weather is going to be torrential for the next few days. And looking at Saturday.
I think you have the wrong app on yourself there, brother. I'm looking at a nice day on Saturday.
Well,
right,
Saturday is actually only a slight chance of showers. So we're going to get the torrential rain out of the way probably by Thursday night. And then it should be fairly nice on Saturday.
Yeah, and I forgot to mention, there should, weather permitting, of course, we should be having music down there, and,
yes,
and it should be a little shindig.
Fantastic. All righty. Miles and Carol, thank you so much for taking the time to chat this morning.
Yeah, thank you very much.
And, of course, this conversation on Happy Trails, you will find podcasted shortly at iTunes and at khum.com. Just look for Happy Trails.
Happy Trails to you.